Usually when we think of libraries, we think of books. But at a new event taking place this weekend at the Madison Public Library Central Branch, the books are people.
The event is called the Real Life Library Project. It's taking place this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. The public can check out human books and listen to them tell stories. The human books will be talking about a range of topics from growing up with HIV to recovering from a robbery.
Garrett Lee is with us now. He's one of the organizers of We Help One Another. That's the group that helped organize this event. Julie Whitaker is also with us in the studio. She's one of the so-called human books at the event, and her subject is the farewell party that she threw for her breast before getting a double mastectomy. Garrett, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me.
And Julie, so glad you could be here in studio with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Garrett, we're going to start with you. Where does this idea of a real-life library come from?
Well, there is an international group that's putting on the Human Library Project, so humanlibrary.org. I'm a very forward thinker, so I was inspired by that, no doubt, but really wanted to have it apply more to like how we teach our children and how we teach one another to be present and listen, because I believe there's a lot of power in listening, and creating opportunities for people to listen is really what we're aiming for.
And how exactly does it work? If you're one of the people listening, you show up and you want to experience this, walk us through it.
So when event attendees show up, they'll go to our registration table, and immediately after that, we have a number of different routes that they can take. But the main one that most people, I think, will be attracted to is to go to our checkout desk, where they will see a list of the books that are available for checkout. And they can choose from the menu, and then they have a half an hour session if they do check out a book, 20 minutes of listening, then a 5-minute window to reflect, and then some time to give us feedback on what they've learned, how they felt, and how we might build the event better if there is interest to have more of them.
Do the people who listen get to ask questions?
In that 5-minute window after.
That's the reflection part of it.
Correct.
And how did you find these people who are willing to act as human books and be this ambassador for understanding?
Well, this is a group project, and we're a bunch of co-creators, and we all have networks in life. And so we wanted to make sure that there was some trust built in, so you tap into your own social networks. I asked about 6 of my friends who are books, and then other organizers asked some of their friends that they knew had very interesting stories in their networks.
And we'll be talking with Julie in just a moment, but what other kinds of stories are your human books going to tell? What sorts of experiences do you expect them to share?
Well, maybe I can say show up and find out.
Give us a little teaser.
As you mentioned, one of the books is has grown up with HIV, and I think there's a lot of power in that story. Another friend of mine is going to talk about his faith, and that there's faith of all kinds and how faith works for him. Another one of my friends is talking about how the faith he was brought up in is different than how he practices spirituality now. There will be other people talking about recovery. There will be someone's relationship with the city and how it turned him into a person who's now an executive director at a nonprofit in town, and kind of being a success story and growing out of overcoming some of the adversity that they encountered earlier in life here. There's a lot of stories. We all have a story to tell, and I think it's interesting when we can give people an opportunity to really connect intimately. There will be 3 readers per book, and they'll be able to sit right across a 3-foot table and have a very intimate session. There will even be an interactive section. So one of the books will invite his readers to interact with him and tell a story. So that's a new twist that we haven't really put out there. And there will be another way for people to engage if they don't have the privilege to check out one of the books, because there are a limited number of readers that can check out. We call it our open book section, and the library is going to help facilitate some activities in a project that they're sponsoring called Give and Take. And I'll just leave that as a little teaser, I think.
All right. Well, let's bring Julie in on this conversation as we talk about the upcoming Real Life Library Project, which is going to be going on this Saturday at the Madison Public Library, the Central Branch. It starts at 1 o'clock. And Julie, you're one of the human books
yes.
who will be there mm-hmm. to be checked out by people to hear your story.
Yeah.
What made you want to take part in this?
As my book explanation, well, as you mentioned before, I had a double mastectomy just 2 months ago. And I knew from the time that I made the choice to have that I wanted to write about it and talk about it, partly because I am a sociologist and I think about things a lot in a sociological way, but also because it's I think it's really healing to talk about things and not keep them private. So I decided to make the book, my book, in quotes, about the event that I held 2 days before my surgery, which was a farewell party. And at the party, you know, I invited friends from work, neighbors, some of my students, my daughters, and we just had this, what I later became aware of as I was telling my story, it was kind of my own ritual, like a ritual that doesn't really exist in, as far as I know, of thinking about what the value is of your breasts and saying goodbye to them. Most women who have breast cancer don't really have the opportunity to do that because they have to make quick decisions. But in my case, I have a genetic mutation, BRCA2, and so I had a whole year to plan for it. I knew it was going to happen. And so, unlike most people, I was able to put some thought into a lot of things, including, I think I want to have a party. And so, yeah, and then telling the story is part of a larger project I have in mind for myself, which is to write about my experiences. This is a first attempt to talk publicly about my experiences, and I love the project. Yeah.
I can imagine that would be healing for some people who may have gone through something similar, maybe a mastectomy, but maybe another medical event that you feel like you can't talk about it because it's private, and sometimes people react with fear when they hear things like this, but to be so upfront and sharing it, that's got to mm-hmm. be something that will be helpful to other people, too, to hear you. What do you expect to get back from these people who are listening?
Boy, that's a really good question. I actually just told my students today in my class, I teach a class called Health, Illness, and Society, ironically, and I was trying to convince my students to come to this event, and I gave them the flyer, and, you know, they read my story and they can tell what my story is about. And I was talking to one of my students after class about how people normally would react a little bit, like they might be embarrassed for me, or they might be embarrassed like they don't know what to say. So in real life, you know, if I tell my story to somebody in my classroom or on the street, I feel myself that I have to kind of lighten it up a little bit so that the person listening isn't too freaked out by it, because in our culture we don't talk about things like mastectomies, but they know what they're getting into when they come to the library. They know what my story is. So what I imagine that my audience might be people who have been personally affected by it. It could touch people. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if people, you know, are emotionally upset, maybe. I know that they'll have questions, and I'm hoping it'll be a dialogue. Yeah, I don't know, really.
And Garrett, I want to ask you about this. Julie's story has the potential to have some powerful emotions evoked there. Why is it better in this case? Maybe not better, but what about this option of hearing a one-on-one, hearing from a real person about their experience is powerful to you instead of checking out a book? Because there are memoirs about dealing with cancer and mastectomies. What's special about this?
I think it's all about the personal connection. There's a different way of digesting and taking in information when it's humanized. And I think that, you know, in today's day and age, we don't have a lot of opportunities to slow down and to hear people and how real life affects their life and how they have to make difficult choices or respond to difficult circumstances. And I firmly believe that this will be an opportunity, not just for listening, but listening is the root of where empathy comes from. And I think there's a lot of people who are becoming increasingly challenged. Let's just say that in the way culture is right now. in the environment and what we see happening, across the nation. So I think that one of the best ways that we can be proactive against that is to create space to humanize one another, to really hear people for who they are, to really give them a voice and give them the gift of our attention.
And just briefly, for both of you, we've got less than a minute. What do you hope comes out of this event on Saturday? Julie, let's start with you.
Yeah. I was really excited to see, as I looked at the flyer, the diversity of people who are going to be books of the 15, just a real range of race and ethnicities and ages and stories. And so I hope it's the beginning of a project where people come together across difference.
Great. And Garrett?
I think Julie took the words right out of my mouth. That was an excellent synopsis of what I hope. I also want to remind people that we are video recording these, right? So even if people don't have the opportunity to attend the event, we're building an app where people will be able to check out these books at a later date and then write a book report to say what they learned and how they felt from that experience. And then they can get credit for it, too. That's a little teaser, a credit for the good vibes that you share.
Well, thank you both so much for coming in and sharing your stories with us today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
That was Garrett Lee, founder of We Help One Another, which is organizing the Real Life Library Project. Also with us, Julie Whitaker, who is one of the human books. She teaches sociology at Edgewood College. And this event takes place at Madison Public Library Central Branch at 1 o'clock.
Coming up, the Dodd-Frank federal banking regulations and why they may be on the chopping block. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time.